Today, I have a thought or two on business. There is a company that caused a stir in the business world 6 years ago. The CEO of the company, Gravity Payments, Mr. Dan Price, chose to seem like a socialist in a capitalist country and business environment. Maybe you should introduce who Gravity Payments Company is. Gravity Payments is a USA company that deals with credit card payments. Mr. Dan is the CEO of the company. 6 years ago, he decided to have a minimum yearly salary of $70,000, roughly 7 million Kenya shillings and some change for his employees. To make this interesting, he is the one who earns the minimum wage. Prior to this, he was earning over $1 million a year, roughly 100 million Kenya shillings and some change. Basically, he took the $1 million pay cuts to facilitate the change in wages. This brought a sharp divide between praise and criticism, being called a socialist in a capitalist country, the capitalist country. This is a career-ending insult. It's like being called a pro-Russian in the US during the Cold War, yet you are the generals of the you're the general of the spies. Rush Limbaugh, an American presenter, basically, according to Rush Limbaugh's views on his thought on the presentation and all the podcasts and whatnot, he seemed to be right lying. In the US, there's the left and the right, in terms of ideologies, and he seemed to lie mostly on the right. He said, "I hope this company is a case study in the MBA programs because it's gonna fail." In all honesty though, you can understand why he would say that. This is a country that, according to the Economy Policy Institute, the CEO's salaries are 320 times more than the typical worker. Basically, if the worker is earning one Kenya shilling, the CEO is earning 320 Kenya shillings more. Yet, they have the best companies all over the world. Can't argue with that. So definitely, this goes against the grain. If it works, why change it? That's the logic, basically. If it has not broken down, why go repair it? But he did it anyway. He did the illogical thing and changed the script. His reward was something a little different from the norm. He got the normal result and so much more. The employees actually love him. They so love him that they got him his dream car, a Tesla, a very, very nice Tesla, which he could actually have gotten it easy with his previous salaries. Well, as life would have it, the pandemic came in 2020. Now, the problems have come in. The company was 4 months from going under. But the interesting thing, the solution came from the most unlikely source. If you've observed the behaviors of the companies during the pandemic, most companies have either offloaded the employees, others have given the employees a pay cut, others have just gone under, they've closed shop and moved on to other things. The pandemic was terrible for everyone. Even to Gravity Payments was terrible. However, for them, the employees came up with a solution. They voluntarily took pay cuts, up to 60% of their pay cut. That's high. That's like $42,000 off your $70,000. For those ones who were earning the minimum wages, like the CEO, that's how vicious the employees became for their company. My good friend always says that employees who are employed in companies are working so hard to fulfill someone else's dreams. I can honestly understand this sentiment, especially when most companies prefer highest return and the lowest amount of work. As Andrew Hafenbrack of the University of Washington would put it, with the high supply of efficient workforce and limited opportunities, most companies just don't do much to keep the employees happy. That's still okay anyway. The only downfall is the high turnover of employees. I do not think that's a horrible idea to build someone else's dreams. I don't think that it's a horrible idea to build someone else's dream. That's however unethical for business. It's however unethical for business owners to use that to milk everything, including hope, from their employees, but not necessarily unlawful so long as one is paid what they are owed. If you've signed a contract for X amount of money for Y amount of work, it might be unethical. Probably the amount of work and the money that you're being paid doesn't add up well, but because you have signed, that's what they owe you, and you owe them to do the work. But instead of Mr. Price using the employees as much as possible, he goes the other way in the do you pay what you can get away with, or do you pay what you think is ideal, reasonable, or fair salary debate. Basically, that whole sentence is a school of thought. There are two of them. You are either this, the camp one, which is do you pay, where you pay what you can get away with. You pay what you can get away with. Or the other camp is, do you pay what you think is ideal and reasonable and fair? That's a salary debate. Interesting. Thanks to that decision, he has a fiercely loyal employee who care deeply about the company. They even went ahead and married each other in the company. In fact, in those 6 years, the couple in the company gave birth to 60 young ones. 60. One of the employees was interviewed by CBC Morning. She attributed the growth due to the company facilitating them on their way to the American dream. Also, Mr. Dan Price saw a drop in the employee turnover by 50%, meaning that he has more experience in his staff. This has also led to the company double its size and business increase 3 times over. Look, I just think that as an employer, you got a chance to create your dreams by getting the best workforce, and also you get a chance to build someone else's dream. Most of these employees just want to exercise what they are employed to do. So you make their lives a little less hard by paying them what's fair. You've got to use the resources you have to make friends, as Jesus would accurately put it. Mr. Dan Price got secure during the pandemic by people who typically should not care. Mr. Dan says that he has had to realign his expenditure due to the income reduction. In turn, he got friends who care for him and his business, and he got happiness, as he would put. He's happy with the loss of money, but a very strong and steady workforce, and a very strong and has a better foreseeable future for his business. That's my thoughts.